benefit, the commission typically refers it to the end of the meeting. They may act on it this evening, or they may act on it another evening. It's your choice if you want to stay in.
What'll happen is we've got one more public hearing and six items of other business. They usually go pretty quickly. It's up to you. You'll be here for a while, but. Or you can just call Lawrence tomorrow morning and ask him how it went.
Will there be other questions?
No. Public hearing has been closed. There'll be no questions, no rebuttal, no discussion. You can observe, but you can't speak.
Okay, well, I think we'll probably, I'll call back tomorrow.
Whatever.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll turn my card in so you can spell that easy name.
That's fine. You can give it to me.
Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1711, James Moses.
What's my notes? What are they on my notes? Bear with me a second. I'll put my notes in the file.
All right.
Hope I did anyway. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District and a C1 General Commercial District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.1185 acres, more or less, lying southwest corner of Route 54 and Road 396, also known as West Line Road. For the benefit of the commission, I believe you've already received, did you receive the survey or just the little booklet?
Just the booklet.
For the benefit of the commission, the survey actually only shows the parcel, so it's pretty much the same as the exhibit. So the applicant did submit a survey of the property into the record. The applicant also submitted the exhibit packet for consideration, which included a location map, a stated reason for the request, a DLDOT letter and email, a conceptual sketch of the proposed use, a map of the users in the area, and a petition listing of neighbors in support. On May 31st of 2011, DLDOT responded that a traffic impact study would be required. On August 10th of 2011, DLDOT responded again that since the use has not been specified for the land to be rezoned, and that while it seems likely that criteria will be met, the department cannot predict the site trip generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful, and that the department is willing to postpone a decision on DLDOT requirements for a traffic impact study until the land has been rezoned and a site plan has been developed for its use. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum on January 24, 2012, and referenced that the site is located in the West Fenwick planning area. The use of an existing on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required. Parcel is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service. When and if the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site septic system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system. Thereby, a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, come on up, give us your name and address, and you may have the floor.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is James Moses. I live in Bishopville, Maryland. I own the piece of property that we're talking about today, along with my mom, and that's what we're working on.
All right, so you've heard what our chairman read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
My little booklet that I put together is pretty much self-explanatory with regards to the property. I try to do my best to do some homework and show everyone here what exactly where we are, what our property is, and the basics that we would like to be able to utilize the whole property for commercial purposes due to the fact that over the years, things have changed a great deal with regards to what you need to properly do a good development of a commercial piece of property. For instance, stormwater management, adequate parking and lighting, in our case, septic area, space for well, and landscaping, you know, buffers that would greatly aid doing a nice job on the property. The Department of Transportation pretty much speaks for themselves. We do have an issue with them with regards to a cut through that they did on the very corner of the property without permission, and we're prepared to resolve that with them, which is, I think, possibly why they also put off their decision about TIS and all that. I did go around and show this plan that is in front of you guys to all the affected neighbors based on the list that Sussex County put out to the affected owners, and went and talked to every one of them, and the ones that I couldn't reach because they were distant landowners, I mailed a copy to and asked for their support with that regard in my petition. And since then, in addition to the list that's in your booklet there, I got one back that was returned, not addressed to the correct address, and called the county and checked it, and they said this is the address it's supposed to go to, but it came back as undeliverable. And I picked up one other gentleman on property number 80 in the parcel map there that gave me a petition with regards to he was all for what I was proposing to do. And that's about it.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with our good friend and colleague, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, I just have a question for Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank. This, if this application moves forward and is approved by council, the existing C1 on this site will then change to CR1?
Right, the application is to change from AR1 and C1 to CR1. The applicant originally came in and submitted for C1, which was received a mistake. It had to be changed to CR1. Mm-hmm. So we changed both parcels so it would be consistent.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
No objection from Mr. Moses.
Not at all.
Now, I should tell Mr. Moses that there are some limitations on the CR1 application versus the C1. You can't have any multifamily use of that property. And that's basically it. That's a big change.
I looked at the purpose in the internet with regards to the differences between C1 and C1R, because I looked at my letter that you guys sent me, and I was like, what's the difference between these two? And I couldn't see much in the purpose and intent,
basically,
but thank you.
They struck the multifamily portion out. Basic change.
I have no problem with that. Thank you very much.
Mr. Moses, in your book, you mentioned that if you get this rezoning, then you'll be able to put the property to its best use. So you're saying you would be satisfied with that you can make this property its best use without the component of the residential housing?
Yeah, my plans have been, if it gets approved, to change the whole thing to C1R, that I possibly would like to either demolish that house because it's pretty old and has some fittings in it that are, you know, 50s, 60s that aren't so good, lead type things in there. Otherwise, I had once thought about doing it, cleaning up real nice, and make a nice law office or a real estate office with that regard, because of the layout in the place and the light that comes there during the day. It's a nice little setup in there. It could be utilized for the commercial portion with that regard, if possible. But I don't know. The jury's out at this point as to whether I want to do that or not. I don't know. The house is pretty old.
I see. Del Dot. According to your booklet and what our director read, does not require a TIS at this time because your uses are non-specified, but you're saying you might have some prospective tenants for the property.
Yes, sir.
Would you describe, for the record, some of the existing properties, like pretty specifically the property right across the street from you in the curve?
Are you talking about the commercially zoned Ichetta property?
Ichetta.
Mr. Ichetta built a shopping center there. I'm not sure what year it was. Mostly strictly retail use. It didn't fill up right away, and it's not full now with that regards. And he's tried a couple different businesses there where he's had relatives in there doing different things like ice cream shops and that type of thing. But of recent years, things are starting to pick up a little bit, and he's got some tenants in there that have done pretty good and seem to be expanding, and he's slowly filling up the building pretty well.
Would you describe those activities as retail shopping, personal, and miscellaneous service activities that occur in the Ayachetta Shopping Center?
He has, I guess we could, yes. He has a hairdresser, a luncheon place, his own real estate office for his building corporation. There's a to-go liquor and beer place there. I'm not sure about the others.
All right, thank you. And West Line Road, which we know Route 54 is a major arterial road. West Line Road, which serves the public in what way, taking them down to Bishopville, Maryland?
Yes, sir. It's a very heavily traveled road with that regard, and people do go down to Maryland through there, follow the West Line Road along the Delaware-Maryland line to either go to Bishopville, or there's housing developments in Maryland. Holiday Harbor is one of them, where there's quite a few people living, and they commute back and forth between either Fenwick or Ocean City with regards to work, and we have quite a bit of traffic on that West Line Road.
You can also get to Isle of Wight Road from there, correct?
Yes, sir.
If you go straight past Muskrat Town Road. Okay. Let's see. Do you describe this as an infill situation? Your request for change of zone?
I don't understand what you mean by infill.
What, in that you have currently to the west, you have on this parcel C1 that's already a part of this parcel, then your AR1, and then across the street's a C1.
Infill would be like filling in a space between other commercial locations or
commercial
activities.
Yes, sir.
And on your survey, you have a possible stormwater management area. You realize that if you disturb, I think, 5,000 square feet or greater, you'd have to check with soil and water conservation and the possible stormwater management area.
Absolutely.
May be a problem.
And none of these, like I have septic areas drawn on here in a couple different areas, and in addition to the buffers and the possible stormwater management area. That's all up to pretty much a good planning design. I usually go to French and Ryan or one of my other buddies that are up here to help me do a nice setup when I come up with a site plan with that regards. For that, but given the ability to use the whole piece of property, will give us good space to manage all those things in the proper manner.
Okay. All right. Well, it changes zone. We're not as concerned with site plan as we are if the parcel is suited for the request of the application. Thank you for your time, Mr.
Thanks. Can I go out of order and just ask a question?
Yeah. Sure.
Just for Mr. Smith's benefit. You've developed other portions or other sites in the same area.
Yes, sir.
Can you describe those to the commission?
On parcel 71 on your tax map, where'd it go? Parcel 71 in, I guess it was 80, in the 80s or early 90s, I built a 10,000 square foot warehouse on parcel 71 myself. And have owned and operated that since then, and have done pretty good business in bringing business to the county, and have contractor storage and that type of thing on there. Parcel 71 is currently zoned commercial, and we're using it this time for the overflow from parcel 70 for boat storage, because one of my tenants is a boat repair guy and owns some boat rental places in Fenwick Island. And I also own some property in Selbyville that I've got commercial on the corner of Church Street and 113 that is currently being leased by a company called Cash Point that I've managed since the late 70s.
So I just wanted to thank you. So you know you were the developing already in the area.
Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Mr. Ross.
Just for the record, the drawing in your exhibit book is just a concept drawing, correct?
Yes, sir.
Very good. And then I noticed that your proposed entrance to the site is on West Line Road. Have you discussed that with DLDOT at all, or is that just your thoughts?
My personal thoughts of being in the area for about 25 or 30 years, and that the safest way in and out of the property is right at that location, which is basically where the driveway is to the house that's there now. Route 54, is, in my book, is completely out of the question with regards to any entrance or entrances there. And I really don't like the way that the county has the access off of West Line Road onto Route 54. And if I'm allowed to work with them with that regard, I'd like to make amends to get that done in a proper, safe manner. Because now you have two ways out onto 54 off of West Line Road. It's not a good case scenario. The best way is across my property and close that off. And I could show you something in Berlin where they've done that. And it's really been a big safety boom.
I'm not speaking for DLDOT, but I think they would concur. And I noticed that you also, in your concept drawing, are showing a cut over that point. So you're anticipating that in any entrance approval, DLDOT might want to cut across that little
corner. They've already have.
They already have.
Oh, yes, sir.
And did, without permission. Have they asked for any property along 54, an easement, 10 or 15 feet?
They at one point decided that they didn't own it after they had already been on it for a couple of years, and I mailed them a letter with that regard telling them that they didn't own it and what was going on here. And then they indicated that they would like to have me donate it to them. So I said, oh, you know, I thought about it at the time when my dad was alive, who was my partner in this thing. We hash it over about possibly giving it to him with that regard. But in all honesty, with regards to having a nice entrance onto this property, we kind of held off on it as a bargaining chip with regards to those guys.
You're a smart man. You might anticipate another request for additional easement along 54 as well.
Well, most likely, DLDOT's going to require site easement across the intersection. They're also going to require you to dedicate additional right-of-way in your site plan to get an entrance approval.
Yeah, they're going to be looking for curbing and sidewalks, the whole routine.
Already know what they're going to ask for, right?
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application and questions that preceded me. I have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
I have no further questions. I understand the application.
Mr. Lank, you have anything further?
No, sir.
Mr. Abbott?
No, sir.
Griffin, anything?
Nothing.
All right, sir, we thank you, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here who has an interest in your application, although...
Thank you for your time this evening.
Unlikely that there is, but... Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1711, James Moses? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional to change of zone number 1711? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.